My name is Krista. I've been clean since May 13th, 2011. I'm kind of fascinated by looking at pictures of myself when, I was using, and I'd like to keep them as a reminder because I know myself. I'd get high one time and I'd be right back, standing out there. I always think it's cool to let somebody know, like, hey, I'm okay now. I just think people like you that do things like this would actually be interested in knowing that, somebody got through and they're all right. They're not dead. They're not still out there. They're doing better. So I, contacted you and here I am. I couldn't say that it was like a traumatic event that made me want to get clean or I didn't find God or anything like that. I just, I feel like I just grew up. I was 33 when I got clean. I'm 36 now, and I feel like I've wasted my life. I don't regret it because I learned a lot of things, and think that I'm a pretty good person, and I don't think I would be the same or be as compassionate or, understanding. I think I'm at the point now that everything that I have, and that's not material things at all, but like the people and friends and everything that I have in my life, like, is not worth me losing, just to feel good for, a couple hours. It's just not worth it to me anymore.
So what are you doing now?
Well, right now I'm going to school for veterinary tech. I'm a crazy cat lady. I always loved animals. When I was growing up, I used to ride horses, and I always wanted to be a veterinarian. And obviously, I can't become an actual veterinarian at this point. I'm kind of old, so I started school for vet tech. I volunteered at the SPCA for 2 years, the first 2 years of being clean. I got this kitten, and he was like the world to me because that animal, as long as I fed him, he loved me no matter what. And it was like my kid. Like I told you, when I look at these pictures, it's like I don't even know that person. It's so weird. I didn't feel sorry for myself. I didn't want other people to feel sorry for me. I knew what I was doing was wrong and that I was killing myself. I just didn't care. A lot of people like to say that, well, and it's true, that drug addicts and alcoholics are selfish, self-centered people. And we are, because we want to do what we want to do and, not care what anybody else, how anyone else feels. But at the same time, I didn't care about myself enough, to do something about it. And because I've been living this way for so long, that's the one thing that kept me doing what I was doing. And I just think certain things happened at the right time. And, in the weeks that preceded me getting arrested the last time, I would be standing on the corner and just think to myself, wow, this really sucks. This sucks. I don't want to do this. But I also didn't have the strength to go about doing something about it myself. So I think when I was kind of forced into the situation to do it, that gave me like the strength to just be like, all right, I'm going to do this now because I don't want to live like this anymore. I just don't. I wasn't enjoying it. I wasn't having fun walking the streets, but I kept thinking to myself, what else am I going to do? This is all I know how to do. And I actually, with my criminal record, I can't even get a job at Wawa. And that's what had discourages a lot of people that I still know that have been clean for a little while. They're trying to get their shit together, but nobody will give them a chance to do the right thing because of their past. So I understand that. I just can't use that as an excuse anymore.